If President Ranil Wickremesinghe wants to reach out to the Tamils in northern Sri Lanka, arresting those demonstrating against his visit is probably not going to help. University students and political activists in Jaffna spoke out against the president's visit on Saturday. But they face the same treatment as anti-government protesters in the south. Efforts to reach out to the Tamil community has its roots in the civil war of the 1980s and 90s, when Tamil Tigers took up arms against the government. The community said it suffered unfair and unjust treatment by the Sinhalese majority. The Tigers were crushed in 2009, which led to accusations of gross human rights violations by the military. Wickremesinghe, who is dealing with a major economic crisis, is under pressure from the international community to address those wrongs. Earlier in the day, the president attended a ceremony to dedicate a Tamil cultural centre gifted by India.
Let's get together and go on this journey to rebuild this fallen country. Then it will be everybody's country.
Ahead of his visit, the president ordered the return of 42 hectares of private land taken over during the war. Some of it still occupied by the police, military and government institutions. Rajasekaram Thundaman's land was part of that return. His property was occupied by the army, which he says filled his paddy fields and built on it. We asked him how the occupation affected families like his.
Very, very badly, no? They have only small lands, you know, they don't have any other houses or anything. They went out of this way. From here, they go and straight in Point Pitru.
Thundaman's family has other properties still under military control.
President Ranil Wickremesinghe opened the cultural centre behind me and is promising to address the long-standing grievances of the Tamils, including implementing the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, which would give them greater autonomy.
This drew immediate protest from the Buddhist clergy, who have opposed the amendment from its passage. Those watching the developments in the north are sceptical that autonomy is within reach.
How is he going to handle the protesters? How is he going to tell them what they are doing is wrong at a time? He is being challenged for other reasons, right? So it's going to be very difficult for him too to do that.
36 years after being introduced, the constitutional amendment is still an issue for many here. Tamils say their leaders must be willing to go beyond it to truly address their grievances. Mina Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Jaffna, Northern Sri Lanka.